And so last week, I talked about being a thought leader instead of allowing your thoughts to lead you. How many of you have been looking at your thoughts and actively making sure that your thoughts are not leading you? It is an ongoing situation that will have to happen for the rest of our lives. And the good news with that is that hopefully, not hopefully, because this whole talk is about words now, that you will. You will see that your thoughts are changing for the better and that you're happier with them and that you are now leading your thoughts and joining them in the creative process. And so once you have claimed your thoughts, you are now leading your beautiful, brilliant thoughts. The next stage is to speak your truth. And I think most people don't really consciously know that they are speaking what they believe to be truth. How many of you have done that old, or was taught that children's rhyme, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, names will never hurt me. You know, I did a little research, and in 1862, the Christian Recorder wrote something that was, sticks and stones may break my bones, for words will never break me. Words will never break me. Then in 1872, the phrase showed up in Links Between Nature and Human Nature, where it says, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names may never hurt me. Well, I'm here to tell you, I'm here to stand up and say that is an untruth. I understand where that came from. I understand that as kids, you know, we get bullied and we get called names and we cry and it hurts us to our core. And so that saying was there to say, you know, no, don't retaliate. You know, those are just words. They're idle things. Don't let them hurt you. But think about the things that when you were a child or even as an adult, the words that can cut through you. In many ways, words are more devious and can cut through us and much deeper than a fist can, than bodily harm can. And just by that, I believe that we should not use our words lightly, because we do. We use our words lightly because we don't think about the power, the active power that they have. Charles Fillmore, in his writings, Christian's Healing, said that, now interesting, that Christ is the word. Now he has the word in a capital W. It is the logos. Because the word is the mind seed from which springs every condition. Great stress is laid on the power of the word, both in the scriptures and in metaphysical interpretation of the scriptures. The word is the most enduring thing in existence. That is how powerful the word is. And in all cultures, we read about the word, we speak about the word, but we don't listen. Maybe that's the next talk when I come back. Listening and understanding. We take our words way too lightly. We take them lightly for ourselves. We take them lightly as to what our words speak to the others. It says that the Greeks long believed that words were filled with some sort of cosmic power. I'm here to tell you that they were right. It is a universal power. It's a power that we all have. It doesn't just belong to one or two great orators, but it belongs to all of us. It is a magic that we have. Jesus Christ speaks of this in Matthew 15:10 when he says, listen and understand. Again, the next talk, understanding. Listen and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defies a person, but it is what comes out of the mouth that defies. It isn't what goes into the mouth that defies it. It's what comes out of it. And I don't know about you, but sometimes when I read the Bible, I get this picture of Jesus when he talks to the disciple kind of going, oh. Because the disciples are like, now please, Jesus, let us understand what you mean. Can you give us more information about going in the mouth and what comes out of the mouth? We don't understand. And so this is where I'm like, Ah. So Jesus goes, are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth enters the stomach and goes out into the sewer? I'm trying to do that as eloquently as possible. But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart. And this is what defies, for out of the heart comes evil intentions, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, and false witness, slander. We can not only defile, but we can murder. We can slander. We can harm and do tremendous hurt with our mouth. For actually, there's really two things that we can do with our words, our spoken words and our written words. What can we do? The two things. What are the opposites? Say it again. Use the different words. Bam. Build. She Lois said build up or tear down. Bless or curse. Our mouth has the power to build up ourselves and other people. Or we have the power, and this is where we alter, to tear ourselves down or to tear others down. Now, I would love to introduce to you the greatest tool, the greatest construction tool that I can show you. Any guess as to what this great construction tool is? Oh, nice, but I would, scissors. It is what prayer comes out of. It is what speaks the I am. My mouth. My mouth is the greatest construction tool that there ever is. With the tongue and with the vocal cords, they can build greatness. Now, can I introduce to you the greatest weapon of destruction? Same thing. You know, years ago, we were blindly looking for weapons of destruction. We just needed to look in the mirror and look at our mouths, because the destruction is by proof of the world today, not only in our thoughts, but in the spoken words of fear. But we can do more to continue to damage, and it's time that we stop it, because over and over again, Jesus reminds us to teach us that directly that you have the power, and the responsibility to change the world. That is what he was here for. That is what he was here to teach us. That is what he was here to continually teach the disciples. But they couldn't get it because it's so simple. It is simple, but is it easy? To change our thoughts, to change our words, to continually safeguard against ourselves the words that we speak, to actually listen to ourselves. Yeah, okay, so I'm not here the 17th, but the following, Roger, it's about listening to ourselves. Do we listen? We don't. Because if we did, we would really, truly understand the power, the immense power that we hold within ourselves. I just looked at Carrie. That is a part of what she is talking about with claim your authority. We have been given the authority by God. It is our birthright. It is our inheritance. And the vocal cords and the tongue is the main means in which we create. I keep going back to Genesis because that is the origin of everything and is the origin of how we continue to create. And it was through God's thoughts and then the spoken word that God created these things and then proclaimed them good. We are supposed to be following suit. But in our written word and in our spoken word, we misuse that which is good. Science has done wonderful things, and I will give you the most popular science, which is Dr. Emoto. Anyone remember the Dr. Emoto experiment? If you don't know him by name, it was, and it's passé now, and it's unfortunate that it's passé, but he did this experiment where he would take water. He would put words like love, joy, happiness, or he would put war-type words on another jar. And he would freeze the water, and he would look at the molecules with each word. And the experiment showed that with each word that was of love, joy, of happiness, the molecules were beautiful. They were works of art, mastery, that bring joy and happiness. And then he, yeah, they crystallized. Thank you. Thank you, Dottie. And that's true of all of you. And for the words that were not of our truth, the words that were harsh and warlike, the crystallized pieces of ice were corrupt. They were stained. They weren't pure white. They were broken. Dare I say they were ugly. And from that, just the written word showed the intent behind it. Now, go forward now and realize that the majority of our bodies are made up of water. And so the word is a vibration. You know, I went to the larynx and the vocal cord. It's a vibration. It isn't just a sound. It's a vibration of the spoken word. When I talk about you being a light that illumines, I'm not talking about you being a light bulb. I'm talking about you being a vibration. And so when you have that vibration that is speaking love, you are automatically vibrating within yourself through each and every water molecule that is in you, that is you, a way of healing, a way of joy. And just in this, and even when you are saying love and sending love and writing love to someone else, it is still a vibration that is continuing to move through you. It is power. But we don't think about that. We don't actually know it. After I said what the experiment was, the majority of you knew exactly what I was talking about. And it's a shame that it is passé, because how many times do we wear a t-shirt that we don't even really know what is written on it? And we're wearing that. How many times do we read a book and we have that infusion of those words coming through us and we don't even think about it? How many times are we singing a song and we don't think about the vibration that that is bringing within us? The power of the spoken word is beautiful when it's used in its right function. And that is what Dr. Emoto said. So what do you shine on? What do you illumine? What do your words say? Let me ask you this question. If you imagine that you are a car, you can be whatever car you want. I like to see myself as a Tesla, you know, energy efficient, sporty, maybe red, fuel efficient. Thank you, Pete. Whatever car you imagine yourself to be. Now imagine that someone's coming in, you're in the dealership. What would the salesperson say about you? I'm letting you think about it, because whatever you're thinking in your head about what kind of car you are, that's the truth of what you've been thinking about yourself. I'm not saying it's bad or good, but I just want you to be alert as to who you think you are and how you speak your own truth. Because I'm here to tell you that you are beautiful. I'm here to tell you that you are God's loving presence, and everything about you is good, no matter what mistakes you've made. You are the beauty. You should cherish yourself, cherish others, because we are all equally beloved, equally beautiful. But it's through our words that we create this beauty. Last week, I talked about consciousness and how science is, especially in quantum physics, about how they're looking at how matter really isn't formed until we, as the observer, observe it. Think about it and observe it. Then it becomes a reality. So yes, we can say that thanks to the God-given capabilities within us, anything that you see is beautiful, we did it. Claim it, proclaim it, pat yourself on the back. Thank you, God, that I am, that this beauty, this beautiful sports car that I am, whatever you are is good. But also note then the opposite, that whatever you proclaim that is not of your highest good, it is also of our creation. Now, I'm not going to try to tell you that you should have shame or guilt. I'm just saying that whatever you don't like, you have the power to change it. You have the power to change it through the spoken word. You have the power to change it by changing your thoughts. I love to throw out these R words. Repent. Yes. Repent. Yes. I'll stand up for that. Repent. And why can I say this so loud and proud with you guys now? Because you guys know that repent means? Yeah. I heard so many different things, but I'm sure you said, change your mind, change your way. Go a different way. That's all it means. We have been slandered and beaten up by these words, but repent just means change your mind. And that is a power all of itself. Thank God that things don't happen as immediately. I used to wish that I was bewitched. I could just wiggle and it just happened. Or some of the other TV shows. Now that I'm older and wiser, I'm thankful that some of my thoughts don't come to fruition immediately so that I can change them quickly and then see those and the power of those come to manifestation. We have the power. You are great. You are the beauty that shines. And so I invite you to reverse your thinking. Whether you call it a monkey mind or your stinking thinking, I think your minds are beautiful. I'm going to try to remember not to call your thinking stinking anymore, because I affirm that all of your thoughts are creative, beautiful thoughts of joy and happiness, and that which is not or does not seem to be is being altered. I claim that we might take care of all of us around us, including ourselves, starting with ourselves, with the spoken word of I am great. Last week, I talked about the eight powerful words in Buddhism, the Eightfold Path, which is the means of liberation. I talked about right understanding. I talked about right thought. And I also talked about right mindfulness and concentration. One thing I didn't talk about was right speech. And even though right speech is kind of high up in the thoughts, let me tell you what right speech really is all about. And what I want you to take in your mind's eyes, I want you to take at heart. Because Jesus speaks of this. Most religions speak of this. Right speech means to abstain. I know. Abstain. Abstain from what? Abstain from your tongues being destructive. Abstain from your tongue being murderous, slanderous. It's from telling lies, from backbiting or slandering talk that may bring hatred or animosity within yourself or amongst others. Right speech is not speaking anything that is of disharmony. It's from, okay, this is the hard one for a lot of people, not gossiping. Unless you want to speak wonderful things about someone. But anything that's tearing someone down, that is the wrong way. What I ask you, and I give yourself a question about this. If I were to say, and I'm going to choose two people that are beloved in this community, who are the two I usually pick on? You know what? Who you are, I can do this. I can be standing up here and just smiling, not saying a word. And hopefully my smile is charming and my demeanor is nice enough where you would think positive things about me until I said, you know, guys, Roger and Pete. You know, they seem to be really nice people. You know, Roger with his guitar and Pete with his drumming. So I didn't really say anything, but it was all in the tongue. Because I can't speak lies about them. I just said, I've taken an oath myself not to do this, so I can't speak untruths. But what was your thoughts about me once I started talking bad about Pete? Or at least insinuating things bad about Pete and Roger. Yeah, I must be in a bad mood. I think the booze said it all. For yous in YouTube who can't hear them, they're like, boo. Yeah, exactly. It isn't just me just because I'm the minister here. Thank you, Kathleen. Thank you, Kathleen. Uh-oh, is right. It isn't just me. It's all of us. Just because I'm the minister, I'm sitting here up here on the stage doesn't mean I have any special powers or anything special. It is up to all of us to shed light, to be the beauty. So I have a question. I have something for you that as you move forward in the day, as you move forward in your week, as you move forward, watch what you speak, what comes out of your mouth. You know, you can affirm God's good in all your life, for yourself and for others. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I propose and succeed in the thing in which I want it to do. I ask you now to look at the words, listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth, and ask yourself, is this God speak? Does this love speak? And to remember that as Isaiah 55:11, you might write it down. Isaiah 55:11, so you can remind yourself that whatever comes out of my mouth comes to fruition. It is not empty. It is filled with creative power. And I ask that we now choose to remember that our creative power is capable. Stop misusing it. Stop choosing to use the I am, that logos within us, to create darkness for ourselves, for others. I invite you to choose beauty in this world. Continual beauty. There is a lot of beauty. I invite you to see it. See it in your consciousness, speak it in your words. And when you see someone else who is not speaking it, shower them in love. Whoa, Rev Crystal. Yes, shower them in love. Because I can't tell you how quickly someone turns around when they're coming at you in anger and darkness, when you shed a light, how quickly things move around. And it has to come from the heart. It has to come from your being. Don't allow anyone's words to tear you down, especially your own. With that, let us say today's affirmation. I am the architect of my life. My words create the life I love to live. Let's say that. Let's breathe that in, yeah. Yeah, I say that because the words are vibrations, what I was saying. So let us soak that in. And let us say it one more time. I am the architect of my life. My words create the life I love to live. And I invite you to know that you are the architect of beauty, the architect of joy as your life. Amen.